In your Bibles, go to Psalm 103, the 103rd number of Psalms. Psalm 103. Praise be to God. Since they've already preached, I can just have a few comments. Hallelujah. Help us remember. Amen. Psalm 103, the 103rd number of Psalms. We'll look at verses 1 through 5 for our reading. Then there'll be other scriptures that we will pull, not only from Psalm 103, but a couple of other places as we just celebrate the bigness of who God is. In the NIV, Psalm 103 reads this way: Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. In the ESV, the English Standard Version, that same two verses is rendered this way: Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Then in verses 3 through 5, we see the psalmist list some of the benefits that you and I are to remember. He says, who forgives all your sins. You might want to highlight and circle all. All your sins, all your iniquity, and heals all your disease. Again, you might want to circle and highlight that word all. Who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and compassion. Hallelujah. Who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord. As we ponder and think about these five scriptures and the others that will come, I want us to be remembering this. Remembering God is the source of all my benefits. God is the source of all my benefits. Now, that word remembering is a part of that, because you got to remember that God is the source of all your benefits. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, O God, for your inspiration upon David, the writer of this psalm. Giving him a recall, God, of what you had done in his life for him, for your glory. He began to write and pen so that we, God, in our day and time, would be able to worship and celebrate with him and have recall. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, you will anoint my tongue with grace and truth, that you would make it like the pen of a ready writer, that, God, your truth will be declared with clarity. Then, Father, I pray, Lord, that as we have worshiped you and adored you, that our ears will be open to hear and receive, God, whatever your spirit desires to continue to give us. Then, Father, our hearts are waiting for you to plant the seed of your word so that, Father, our lives may yield a crop 30, 60, or 100-fold. So, Father, we ask that you will speak. For we, your people, are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. As we are in this first vintage of March, praise God, you started it off with a bang, celebrating the bigness of who God is. Letting him know that you are grateful that he has watched over you. Not only for the first 31 days of the month of the year, but also for the second 28 days of the year. That he was with you, that he kept you, that he provided for you. He continues to sustain you. That's good, because when you and I come together, one of our responsibilities is to remember what God has done. And you and I have a charge to proclaim his goodness in the congregation and to celebrate what he has done. Because when we come together, we have a mixture of experiences that are going on. There are some of us who come in who are yet weighed down by the issues of life. We've been beat up all week long and sometimes feeling like we can't get ahead. But yet we say we will get up and go and gather with God's people in the house of the Lord. And he says that when you and I come together, that we are to encourage one another. And one of the ways that you encourage your brothers and your sisters is by lifting up your voice with a shout of praise so that they can remember that even though they may not have had every victory that they wanted this past week, that God is still in the victory-giving business. And when they look at you and see that you haven't thrown in the towel, you become an encouragement for them to say, I believe I will run on and see what the end will be. And so when you and I come together, we need to remember well what God has done. Amen. This past month, we spent the entire month celebrating the goodness of God, the power of God, the manifestation of God in the lives of our nation as it was expressed through African American people. That God, in spite of all that we have gone through, kept us, sustained us, and reminded us that it is He who keeps us. And so when we look at Black history, we look at it through his eyes because it is about his story. And you and I have a responsibility to keep on remembering that the God who has watched over us from generation to generation to generation to generation is the same today that he was on yesterday. That he does not change, in the same power he showed then, he has that same power right now. And you and I are to elevate our voices, and we are to talk about his goodness and make sure that when we look through the lens of history, we help people to see
that it was because of God. Reason you and I are here today is because of God. The enemy desired to snuff out he desired to press down. But God said no. Hallelujah. So you gotta get excited. You gotta get excited about that. And while he has given us resilient seed, that ain't what keeps us. What keeps us is our ability to keep our eyes fixed on him and knowing that no matter what comes our way, when God steps in, there is no weapon that has been formed against his people that will be able to prosper. You got to have a right perspective in the way you look back in the rearview mirror. And if you remember well, that it is all of your benefits that come from the Lord. When the enemy comes and tries to make you think God is done with you, you can shake your head at him and remind him, no, if I'm still here, God is not done with me yet. And God has promised that he will watch over me and fulfill his purpose for me. And you remember that God is with you. No matter what is coming against you, if God is with you, you are always on the winning side. Always on the winning side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This psalm that David was doing begins with a command to himself. He says to himself, bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And he doesn't stop there. He says, let everything in me bless and praise his holy name. David is calling his entire being into attention. Every part of me needs to bless the Lord. Why? Because God has watched over me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Because God has watched over me from the tips of my fingers. Oh, glory, down to my toes. God has watched all of me. God has given me eyes that can see his power. God has given me ears that can hear his word. God has given me a mouth that can declare his praise. So he says, let every part of you, not just one part, every single part of you ought to bless the Lord. His soul talks about his innermost being. It is where all of who he is comes together. You know, we talk about what Jesus said, the greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. In other words, love God with all of you. David said, when I stop and I think about God's goodness, my thoughts all of a sudden go praise the Lord. What's going on at my heart level? It's going to praise the Lord. Deep down in my bowels, I'm going to praise the Lord. Because that's just how good God has been to me. So he commands his soul and every part of him to praise and bless the Lord. Now that helps us understand what praise looks like. Praise is the audible expression acknowledging who God is. Praise is also the clapping of the hands, celebrating the bigness of God. Praise is also for those of you who know how to dance and got a groove in your step. Praise is also you making your feet move as you celebrate the bigness of who God is. Praise is the involvement of all of you that comes together to say that He is the great Jehovah God who created the heaven and the earth, that He is the Ancient of Days, that He began, that He started time. He's outside of time, and time cannot contain Him. He is the great El Shaddai. He is the Almighty God. Praise says, I'm going to acknowledge Him, who He is, so that I can remember He is the source of all my benefits. Let me put a pin right there because you need to remember this. When the cupboard is running bare, when it looks like you ain't got enough to make a meal, what you need to do is command your soul, I will bless the Lord with all my inmost being. I will bless His holy name. Why? Because He is the source of all my benefits. Hallelujah. Amen. When you get the cutoff notice that says that, you know what? If you don't pay this bill by such and such time, you won't have this amenity anymore. It might be your water. It might be your gas. It might be your electric. It might even be that thing that we need that we can't live without. Yeah. It might even be that. Your job is to follow David's lead. Follow David's lead and command your soul. Praise the Lord. Everything in you, praise Him. You can't praise God and be caught up in worry and anxiety at the same time. What you've got to do with worry and anxiety is praise it out of here. Amen? No, I ain't going to say it. I ain't gonna say that. You gotta praise worry and anxiety out of your life. You gotta praise worry and anxiety out of your thoughts. You gotta praise worry and anxiety out of your environment. And you gotta remind yourself that God is the source. Come on. Not this psalm. All your benefits. I love the word benefits, by the way. I love the word benefits because you know what? We get holy and we start praying with needs, right? We know how we start talking about, He said He'll give you all your needs, and then we start getting all fancy, talking about, you know, some things ain't needs, they're just wants. Benefits. 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 Benefits, right? In other words, God is saying, I got some stuff for you that's more than what you need. It's called a benefit. Just because you're with me. And so He doesn't give us an opportunity to get caught up in this old argument about, is it a need or is it a want? No, it is God who blesses me. He is the source of all my benefits, whether it's a need or whether it's a want. Because Psalm 37:4 says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, He will do what? Give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen. His word does not come back void. He don't lie. He said, you delight yourself in Him, if you declare that he is the source of all your benefits, he said that if you get yourself lost in him, if you command your soul to bless him with every fiber of your being, and to like yourself in him, he says that even the desires of your heart. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So David, after he's commanded himself, praise the Lord. He says, forget not all of his benefits. That's the remembrance. Forget not all of his benefits. I don't know about you like me, you have a short memory. I'm gonna be honest, I got a short memory. I could be telling Sister Manita one day, oh, what a wonderful gift from the Lord. She is God's perfect provision for me, and how God has blessed me with a Proverbs 31 woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can look at her and I can shake my head and I can say, God has been good to me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Then I go to sleep. I wake up and it's the next day. Oh, Lord. And don't let her mess around and forget to do something that I thought was important. All of a sudden, I didn't forget. I didn't forget that I just got to declare that she is God's perfect provision for me. Now he uses her to make up the difference. Now he helps. She is a compliment to who I am. Man, I forget all of that. I forget about the great dinner that she prepared the night before. Lord Jesus. Food is digested. We moved on. You know how it is. You eat lunch. When dinner time comes, you're hungry again. Right? You done forgot. Didn't I forget this thing? I may allow things to come out of my mouth with the wrong tone. Oh, yeah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. That's one of the benefits that's coming in a few minutes. For the benefits right there. That will come out with the wrong tone. That does not build up the character. It ain't so, but it is. That does not honor in the moment, but becomes self-centered and self-focused. And doesn't elevate the other person and make them more important than what you thought was important. Oh, y'all looking at me like, not you, Pastor. Woo! God, no pastor ain't by himself. God said, you on good footing. You're going to have lots of company. You're going to have lots of company. We all got short memories. satisfied and we move to the next thing, we forget. We forget. David is saying, in the midst of all of this, forget not all his benefits. He is cautioning us. He is warning us that we've got to make sure that we maintain good recall about God's goodness in our lives, and we remember well that he is the source of all of our benefits. What that means is that I can't take credit for what God does. I can't steal God's glory when he shows up and he delivers. I can't talk about how good my resume was. That's why I got the job. I can't take credit for the thoughts that God gives me to be able to strategize and solve problems when he opens up my understanding to be able to say, here's the answer. I can't take credit for what God gives me. That when he drops wisdom in a place where there was none, I can't get up and say, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Yes, sir. Because he is the source. All my benefits. And you and I have to remember that everything good that we have comes from who? It comes from the Lord. Every good and precious gift is from God above. He showers it down upon those who love him. And you and I got to be careful that when we talk about God's blessings in our lives, that we are giving him credit for what he has done, and that we are nothing more than the benefactors. We are the receivers of his goodness. You and I can do and stay in that place. We are allowing God to get the glory through the experiences of our lives. But even more than that, we are remembering that every open door comes from the Lord. Every act of protection that keeps us safe comes from the Lord. That every provision comes from the Lord. That every time he keeps us when we should have fallen, it comes from the Lord. And we're remembering that he is the source of not just some of our benefits, all of our benefits. The benefit. David says, forget not, remember well all his benefits. And so David then takes the time to outline or enumerate his benefits. First one he says is this, who forgives all your sins. Amen. To sin is to miss the mark of God. To sin is the acknowledgement that you and I are not perfect, that we fall short of the glory of God, that we don't always meet God's expectations. And when we don't meet God's expectation, it's called sin. Sin means that you know the right thing to do, but you lack the capacity to do it, and therefore you sin. Bible says, and David is declaring, that God forgives all of our sins. Now this is the amazing benefit that you and I have that David didn't have a chance to see, even though he was inspired by the Spirit of the living God. All of your sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. And his blood never, ever loses its power. Again, in the English Standard Version, it talks about iniquities. Right? So, sin and iniquity. Those things that when you sin, iniquity is this idea of it has a way of sticking around in your mind. It leaves a rut in your mind and in your soul. But thanks be to God that he has taken care of you and he has forgiven you for every transgression that you have ever made, thanks be to God, that every transgression and sin that you will ever commit, if you are under the banner of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. That means God looks at you as though you have never sinned. You are justified before Him. That's a benefit, to have your sin forgiven. Not just some of them, but all of them. Which means that when the enemy of your soul comes and reminds you of the sin that you committed, bless the Lord, O my soul. And when you remember His benefits, you remember that God has forgiven me for that thing. And so instead of me getting caught up and pressed down about the weight of that sin, whatever it may have been, I can turn around and give thanks to God that even in that, God, you were merciful unto me. Even in that, God, you kept me and didn't let me be swept away in the foolishness of my sin. Even in that, God, you delivered me and set me free. So when I remember that He is the source of all my benefits, I can respond appropriately to the enemy of my soul, and I can speak to him truth about what God has done. Then He says, who heals all your diseases. Amen. Not some, all. Amen. Now, admittedly, this one is a challenge. Because even as you listen to me, you can tell that my nasal passages are a little bit congested. That's the Lord of my soul. I'm still here. Don't get it twisted. Just because the full manifestation of my healing does not now appear, does not mean that I am not here. Glory to God. And therefore, He has given me the strength that I need to do what needs to be done while He yet keeps me, because like He told Paul, His grace is sufficient to keep me. And what you and I have to be careful is that when you still experience symptoms from sickness, is that you don't allow your mouth to proclaim what the devil wants you to say. You've got to speak the right words that comes from the one who is the source of all your benefit. He says that He heals all of your diseases. And that even though you might not see it right now, does not mean that you don't have it. Amen? And you've got to claim it. So let me help you with this. You've got to use the right words with your mouth. Amen. You can tell the truth about your back hurting. Yeah. But that does not mean that you are not healed. That's a fact. But it's not the total truth. Amen? So you can tell about the facts, but you got to also proclaim the truth. You have to stand upon God's word. You got to wait until your full healing appears. And you got to keep pressing into the darkness of the pain and reminding yourself that it is God who keeps you, that it is God who heals you, that it is God who sustains you, that it is God who renews you, that it is God who is your perfect provider. Amen. You got to open up your mouth and declare that healing is a benefit that I get because I'm connected with Jehovah Christ. Hallelujah. The source of all my benefits. You got to claim your benefits. It says, who redeems your life from the pit. So So this is an acknowledgement that at one point you were not what you were supposed to be. But then he comes along and he redeems you, buys you, rescues you, delivers you, takes full ownership of you. You know that's what redeemed means, right? Redeemed means that you belong to him. He takes full ownership of you and removes you from the pit. Oh, but he doesn't stop there. When he takes you out of the pit, it says now he crowns you with love and compassion. That he doesn't just take you out of the pit, leave you as you were in the pit. He takes you out of the pit, he cleans you up, and now he crowns you with love and compassion. Because I've already used up my 20 minutes now, I can't tell you about the prodigal son, who, when he asked his daddy for his inheritance, ran off and spent all that he had and found himself eating in the pig pen. I can't tell you about how when he came back, right? How his daddy looked at him and said to him, boy, where you been? And told his servant, go get me. You can go read about that in Luke 15. See, he redeemed him, crowned him with love and compassion because he took him from the place that he was and put him in the place where he was supposed to be. And that's what God does for you and for me. He redeems our life from the pit, from the places where we were, where we were not supposed to be. And he puts us where we are supposed to be. And then he clothes us in a robe of righteousness. Oh, glory to God. Then he gives us everything that we need to remind us that we belong to him and that our Father is rich in houses and land. This kind of gets back to what we're talking about with the benefits, right? So this is not just about needs, right? So today, you and I are remembering that God is the source of all of our benefits. As we remember this, God is moving us from a poverty mentality to remembering that the God we serve ain't poor. The God we serve is not poor. He's moving us. You want just enough. God has said, Jesus said, I came that you might have life. And not just enough, but more abundantly. In other words, he said for you and me, stop scraping, expecting only the dregs of the pot. That father in Luke chapter 15 who sees his son, he says to his servant, go kill the fatted calf. We get ready to celebrate. Because the son remembered that his father had plenty. And the father was reminding him, you were right, I do have plenty. And I am going to now open it up to you so that you can be restored to your rightful place. Amen? When we remember that God is the source of all of our benefits, and that God, who is big and not little, that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, when we start remembering who God is, he's moving us from a place of poverty to a place of plenty and abundance. God's people in Egypt, enslaved,
when they were suffering under the hands of the Egyptians. God said to them, when I set you free, I want you to go and talk to the Egyptians and tell the Egyptians, give me a little something to leave with. And so the Egyptians started giving them gold and silver and clothes so that when they left Egypt, where they had been living impoverished, they left with because why?
He is the God of abundance. And what did he say he was taking them? To a place. To a promised land. How was it flowing with what? Milk and honey.
When you and I began to remember this God that we serve, it helps us to move from the thinking that this world has tried to shape around us. Our experiences will make us think that God is only willing to do so much for us. But God, through his word and renewing of our minds, reminds us that he wants to do for us more than we are even asking. And that he is more than capable and able to do it. The word of God says right here that he satisfies our desire with good things so that our youth is renewed like that of the eagles. When God starts giving us good things, he's trying to renew our youth and remind us that he is the God who is with us, that he is the God who will keep us, he is the God who has carried us, that he is the God who will never abandon us, that he is the God who is more than able. You and I have to remember who this God is. Satisfy our desire to be good so that our youth can be like one more verse in this chapter that's important to us. Verse number 11, Psalm 103, where David says, for as so great is God's steadfast love for those who fear. So David talks about the vastness of God's steadfast love. Talks about it reaches as high as the heavens are above the earth. And he says that God's love really is immeasurable. Now, when you and I start thinking about this, we're remembering that God is the source of all of our benefits. And those benefits come to us not because of the good things that we have done, but it's because of his love. But John 3:16 says, "But God so loved the world that he gave his only You were saved by grace and not of yourself. So that nobody can take credit for their own salvation. It is not the works that you did that caused God to save you. It was his love and his grace." And so when you start to remember that God is the source of all your benefits, you also have to remember, but why? It is because of his steadfast love for those who fear him, for those who are in a covenant relationship with him through the person of Jesus Christ. God loves you enough to say to you, I'm going to take care of all that you need. When you start remembering that God is the source of all your benefits and that he does it because of his steadfast love, you start remembering, boy, there is nothing that can come against me that will ever stop God from loving me. God's steadfast love is immeasurable, unlimited, life-changing. It is powerful, enduring, eternal, fulfilling. It is satisfying. And get this, it is sufficient to take care of everything that you need. God says, because of his steadfast love, that precious and generous outpouring on himself, that he will satisfy and fulfill your soul's need. There's not a thing that your soul needs that your God cannot and will not provide. God says, my steadfast love for you, it is abundant and it is enduring. He says it is eternal, that it will last forever. You can't use it up. God has enough love to lavish on you some today and still have more to lavish on you tomorrow. And out of his love comes the abundance of his entire being. So when you and I receive, our souls can be enriched. We can remember that our God loves. So when the enemy presses up against your soul, you can put your name on that thing that the enemy brings. You can put God's name on that thing that the enemy brings. When he brings it your way, just put God's name on it. And when you take the time to put God's name on it, God then says, my name is on you. He puts his name on you. You and I must always remember that God is the source of all, not just some, of our benefits. That there is no area of our lives that God has given. Whether it is in our bodies for physical healing, whether it is our physical need, he is our provider. Whether it is for our protection, he keeps us and puts a hedge of protection around us so that we remain kept in his love. It does not matter whether it is relationship. God says, I am with you and I will be with you and you will never ever be alone. And check this out. I'll give you favor. That wherever you go, I will open up opportunities for you that no man can snatch away, because I am the great Jehovah, the source of all your goodness. The church said, amen. Can you give God a hand clap of praise for being your source? Hallelujah. Can you celebrate him? Can you celebrate him for what he has done, what he will do? Hallelujah. Can I tell you that there is no need that you have that your God cannot provide? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we think about you being concerned about living in us, we are so thankful, God, that you, kind of God, is passionate and gracious. You are slow to anger. God, you are about. We're thankful, God, that, Lord, you showed your compassion for those who need you to third and fourth generation. We thank you, God, that, Lord, as we remember you, you also remember us. So by your precious Holy Spirit, whom you placed inside of us, whom you've given to us as a guide to shepherd us, to lead us, to guide us, and direct us. Whom you've given to us to remind us, God, of who you are, so that we can have fellowship with you and commune with satisfied by you and only you. God, you will give us not just what we need, everything that becomes beneficial to live a life that brings glory and honor to your name. We thank you today. We give you praise. The majesty, our Savior.